Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As we bring in Ed Coleman, seems like those differences in the cutter have really paid off for Marcus the last couple of starts.
Yeah, he said something at the end. Everyone associates the sinker with him. He's got a great sinker. We know that. He can get ground balls pounded all day when he's on. But when he has that cutter, he wants to use it as much as he can. When he has the one he had tonight, he doesn't always have that. But, you know, maybe an adjustment, that'll pop up the next time as well, too. But it hasn't been as good as it was tonight. Obviously, in his time with the Mets, maybe it was before, but it's a weapon. That thing was kind of just dropping off the table there at the end. So that's a big plus for him, plus the sinker, too.
Pete Alonso with a home run. He's got four hits the last two games after an 0 for 21. You know, what's helped him get going again?
Well, I think, you know, trying to concentrate going up the middle. He had a hit right back up the middle yesterday. I think that helped him out an awful lot. I think he loves hitting 3-0. As he said, he really zones into a very specific spot, and he got that with Melville tonight. And, boy, that was 467, I think, was the distance on that one. So now the Major League home run leader again for at least tonight into tomorrow. But I think just a lot of work in the cage with Chile. I know they looked at a lot of film. They were doing that on Monday when we were here, looked at a lot of tape. So I'm sure that helped him as well. Pete's going to come out of it eventually anyway. And I think going up the middle the other day, I think that made him feel good, kind of broke the ice, and he broke out tonight.
Ahmed Rosario had another good night. We heard Steve ask Mickey about it. But entering tonight, Rosario batting 371 from the eighth spot in the order. You know, traditionally in the National League, that's a tough place to hit. What can you learn from Rosario doing that well in that spot?
Well, I asked him that downstairs, and he said that he tries to get, you know, a little more specific. He zones in a little bit more there. He knows that the pitcher is on deck, that they're, you know, going to obviously pitch him a little bit differently. So he adjusts at the plate, and he's done an excellent job at that. He shrinks the zone a little bit. And when he does that, he's been able to make contact and, put up the numbers that you said. Was it 371? It was 365, I think, coming in or whatever. But he's done a great job. That and the hits on the road as well, too, over 100 that he has. What is it, 101?
101.
101 now. He's done a great job in that all season long. For such a young kid, this is a coming out party for him this year, Wayne. There's no question. But when you look at it, you know, the combination hitting on the road, where, you know, most guys are more comfortable at home, plus what you talked about as well with the eighth spot, that's not an easy place to hit. He's done both of those exceptionally well this year, so it's a lot to like about Ahmed Rosario, plus improving his defense in the second half, too.
He certainly has. Rosario able to help the Mets get a win tonight, 6-1, as they beat the Rockies. Ed Coleman, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Very soon, as a matter of fact, yes.
That's right.
Short turnaround.